The season's first serious fall storm is descending on South Central Alaska, bringing rain and strong winds to the Gulf of Alaska all the way up to the Mat-Su Borough. Eddie Zingowney is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and says the storm will barrel through the region overnight.
Right now, it's looking like winds in the 75 to 80 mile an hour range up in the Turnagain Arm and upper hillside, maybe the 50, 60 mile an hour range in the lower hillside, and then 35 to 45 are possible over the rest of Anchorage.
These are the strongest winds in the area since last winter. Zingowney says the arrival of a storm this size at the start of September is normal, and in fact, this one falls within a day of a destructive storm 5 years ago that toppled trees and knocked out power across Anchorage, closing schools, offices, and roads. Zingowney says with leaves still on the trees, there's the risk of power lines being damaged, but with heavy winds this time of year, the biggest safety concern is a lack of preparation.
We are still very much in summertime mode here in South Central Alaska. We have the lawn chairs are out, and there's garden plants growing. And things can get damaged that normally would be put away or covered in snow during the wintertime.
The fast-moving storm is not expected to cause any significant flooding. Areas along the northern Gulf of Alaska and eastern edge of the Kenai Peninsula are expected to start seeing the first strong effects of the storm overnight. The system is forecast to move northwest, tapering off throughout Wednesday morning.